Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yep.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Yeah, it's just as special as it was last year, you know. Maybe even more so because it's twice, but it is meaningful. I mean, it's meaningful because, you know, if I'm going to talk about it in those kind of terms and spiritual terms, it's a chance to bring glory on a glorious day, I would say. You know, an opportunity to kind of shine in that way, you know, before men. And a lot of people are going to be watching, so we want to put our best foot forward and do it the right way.
The Harbaugh brothers sound very much alike.
You can tell that their voices sound similar, but then John just sounds so much more grounded in reality.
He's a more, yes.
He's like, the Pendergast in that relationship, where I'm more of the Jim Harbaugh.
You're the Jim Harbaugh, yeah.
Yeah, like Jim will just start talking about some nonsense that you can't even follow, much like me. Whereas you... we'll kind of just make a more reasonable observation about something.
And like you, I can't stop listening to Jim Harbaugh when he does these things. Mm-hmm. He's very interesting when he does these things. Yeah.
John missed the crazy gene, whatever the little gene. I don't know which side of the family it came from.
He doesn't
Jim
really
got it.
Yeah, like, and he doesn't, like, Jim Harbaugh looks exactly like the old man. Mm-hmm. Like, if you age progression software Jim Harbaugh, it would look exactly like Jack Harbaugh, their dad.
Yeah.
Whereas John Harbaugh looks a little more, he looks like Steve Guttenberg a little bit.
Does he look like he's actually aging a little bit better than Jim?
Yes.
Yeah.
Without question.
Like, Jim's in really good shape.
Yeah.
Do you feel like all of that, it's not like, Jim's not like a heavy drinker or anything, but I feel like it's almost, he lives at 1,000 miles per hour all the time.
Yeah. And
it's like he's lived a hard life, but without like the rock star lifestyle.
Yes.
He's just always going. He
without
sleeps
the
on the floor. He just goes. Yeah. He's got natural cocaine within him.
Those college jobs will age you really fast.
A lot of travel.
Really fast.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so many roles you play when mm-hmm. you're doing it. And Belichick's going to find that out soon enough. Of course, he's 73. Like, he's done the aging thing already.
He's
aged.
Thing.
Yeah, he's aged. All right, so how are we feeling about this game?
Not great. Not great, Jim. I don't feel fantastic about it. I'm as I have most games this year. I'm relying on the defense really showing up at home. The if you're hoping for an offense that probably isn't going to score a boatload of points, all right, because the Texans don't score a boatload of points unless they get a lot of help from the defense. But if you're looking at when the Ravens haven't been powerhouses offensively this year, they scored 20 points at Kansas City on the road. They scored 24 points at Cleveland.
These are their lower scoring games?
Yeah, yeah. These are their...
Great.
The only time they scored fewer than 20 points was at Pittsburgh, where they should have scored more than 20, but Tucker missed some field goals.
Yes.
And then the only one at home where they scored... Oh, I'm sorry, they scored fewer than 20 points. They scored 19 points against Philadelphia. That was in Baltimore.
Okay.
But there's precedent for where they're not having their best offensive outputs. Three times this year, it's been on the road.
Okay.
So there's something there. If the best version of the Texans defense, even without Jimmy Ward, shows up, they can take advantage of the crowd noise, that fast track. The Texans are allowing four fewer points per game at home this year than on the road. So that's I think they can reasonably hold the Ravens to the lower end of that margin. I just don't trust the offense at all right now. And the other big part of it is that the Texans are really good at taking the ball away. They're second in the league in takeaways. The Ravens' offense is the third best at holding on to the football. They've got the third fewest giveaways in the league.
Mm.
So it's going to be hard to get that advantage. So I am going Ravens 23, Texans... I'm trying to figure out... 17, yeah.
23-17. Okay, so you're right around the spread.
Yeah.
Ross Tucker told us earlier the spread is 5.5 right now for the Ravens.
Mm-hmm.
That would be an under. You've been good on the totals this year. Over-under, so that would be an under.
Every time I've taken the over, I've failed.
Yeah.
Texans are 5, whatever they are. I think they've only won against the spread. Or I think they've only beat the over 5 times this
year. Yeah, they're much more of an under team this year, for sure. For sure. I think with this game, my prediction, I made it earlier, I'll give it to you here again. I think it's going to be a bigger margin in this game. I, too, have the Texans scoring 17 points. I've got the Ravens scoring 31 points. This just feels like a team that's got some elements to it where it's a little running on fumes right now compared to the Ravens. The Texans are not a healthy team right now. They've got a lot of big names that are not out. As we went through the Ravens roster before, they're a pretty healthy team. They got a lot of their guys. I think of all the absences in this game, Seth, Tank Dell out for the season, Jalen Petrie out for the season, Jimmy Ward out for the season, Stephon Diggs out for the season. It hurts just to list that. This is the game I think Azeez Alshire is going to be missed more than any of those guys.
Especially because the Ravens have two viable, threatening tight ends. And the Texans have not been good against tight ends. And unlike Travis Kelce, these tight ends can run after the catch.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of pressure on the defensive ends and the linebackers this week because of the run-pass threat, the two-headed monster of Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry. To stop the run, even really good defenses have to load the box. And then Lamar's been really good at finding the soft spots against aggressive defenses. A lot of times it's to the tight ends. So, so that part of it doesn't match up well for the Texans.
Yeah, it doesn't. And this might be the game that Henry Toa Toa having the green dot on his helmet that we've kind of marveled at. Like, wow, he's got a lot on his plate and he's played some of the best football we've ever seen him play.
Yeah.
Even with that extra responsibility of getting guys lined up and everything else, with everything that the Ravens do and the pressure they put on, as you point out, the defensive ends and the linebackers, maybe this is the game where it kind of catches up. I don't know. I hope not. I hope that's not the case.
My biggest hope is that this defense playing at home with lots of crowd noise, there's going to be some Ravens fans there, but the Ravens fans don't travel like the Steelers do or some of those other teams, but there's going to be a good chunk of Ravens fans there. Some of whom, probably have been planning this from the day they found out it was going to be a Christmas Day game.
That'll be interesting. Okay, will there be a lot of Ravens fans there? Because the Christmas holiday, if it were like a Week 12 game on a Sunday, I'd be like, oh, yeah, sure. Where are the Ravens on the list of fan bases that travel?
I don't know, but I know when I looked at the prices on game time earlier this week, they were pretty high. If you want to... It may have come down a little bit.
I think Beyonce's got a lot to do with
anything that. Anything in the lower bowl is in the 300s right now.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a lot.
There's a lot available.
That's a lot for a Texans game. 300 in the lower bowl. We'll see. That's interesting. The Ravens, could the Raven fans invade? I think there's a better chance that there's people that are buying the tickets specifically for Beyonce at halftime that I won't say are indifferent to the game, but maybe they're equally music and sports fans. You know what I mean?
Like, how many people go to a football game to watch a 20-minute concert?
Beyonce. Beyonce.
Even just a little taste of Beyonce.
Christmas.
Beyonce fans probably travel pretty well.
Yeah.
The Beyonce fans travel as well as Ravens fans.
A lot of them are
fans,
here. Yeah.
And are they buyable?
Right.
I feel like they would be. They probably, you know, they're plunking down $300 a ticket.
Yeah.
To go watch Beyonce for 20 minutes. If you hand them a Texans jersey and a red towel, they're
probably
all
red
about
towel
it.
Red towel and some instructions on what to do when you look up at the Jumbotron.
When to be quiet and when to yell.
I'll just read the instructions.
That's what they should do in the stadium is every time the Ravens offense is on the field, have Beyonce up on the screen.
Yeah.
Because
then
the fans that are there just for Beyonce will be all screaming and yelling. Yeah.
Put J.J. Watt, Beyonce.
Yeah.
Some Houston icons up there. Put them up there on the Jumbotron to get them cheering. Deonte Johnson is a Houston Texan.
Mm-hmm.
Picked up off of waivers yesterday.
He was not on our list of most influential Texans.
Yeah.
Or Houstonians. Yeah.
Yet, controversial and notorious, though. He may make it for those two adjectives at some point. He's a rental. He'll be here for the rest of this year in the postseason. If he gets on the field, how well do you think he fills at least the threat, you know, from an athletic standpoint?
Yeah.
That, you know, he can beat man-to-man coverage.
He has to be accounted for, and the Ravens have had to play softer coverages than they typically do because they've got some questions there in their defensive backfield.
Mm-hmm.
That there will be opportunities for him. It's just a matter of, okay, how many packages do they want to put in with Deonte Johnson where he doesn't know the entire offense? And, Amari Cooper came and played. Amari Cooper played
right
very
away.
Quickly, right?
Yeah,
and
caught a touchdown.
To the point where Keon Coleman had to tell him what to do on that one specific play.
That's right.
So, now, look, that's a different level and caliber of professional than Deonte Johnson. I'm putting the over-under at 10.5 plays for Deonte Johnson. And maybe mostly on third down.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe on third, you know, even if it's just on third and long, especially when you want somebody that can really stretch and threaten, even if he's just running a go route. He doesn't have to know the offense or anything. Yeah,
he got one right now. His name's Nico Collins.
Right. So I think on third and long is where you're going to see the most Deonte Johnson.
Okay.
The Texans tend to be in third and long a lot.
They do.
They lead the league.
More than anybody else.
They're the best in the league at it.
They're the best at being in third and eight.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they average.
The best in the world.
Best in the world. That's true. Yeah, they are the best in the world. At the professional level, there's probably some college team out there. But I hope Deonte Johnson gets on the field. I hope for his sake he gets on the field. Embarrass the team that that told you that you were washed and you couldn't play anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So Deonte Johnson, 10.5. I'll go over. I'll ride with you on that. I'm rooting for
over. What Dez King did in the game against the Steelers was he had a really nice punt return, but then he coughed it up just like he did in the preseason.
Yeah.
Remember? That was because there was the battle between who was it, Miles Bryant and Dez King at that point?
I think so for the slot corner spot.
Yeah, I figured for the actual cornerback that would play slot in certain situations and when you don't want Jalen Petrie on a super speedy dude.
Yep.
That was the competition. And Dez King fumbled. He
fumbled a punt.
In the preseason.
Like he had no business even trying to field it.
So this one, he had a nice return going. He coughed it up, but then the Ravens recovered it, so it didn't hurt him. But
okay.
So you're going to see some Dez King out there as a returner.
Dez King's an interesting player, man. Like I never, when he was with the Texans, I never thought to myself, like, this is a guy they need to cut. They got to get rid of. Like, he played a lot of solid football for the Texans.
He's just always had some curious incidents where there's a team levied suspension or left home for whatever reason. There's just something there where I guess they didn't feel like they could rely upon him. I think it's notable that the two teams that have picked him up when he hasn't been with the Texans have been the Steelers and the Ravens.
Yeah.
Because that's why I like Dez King. He felt like a Steelers-type player, a Ravens-type player. There's a grittiness to him. There's a blue-collar element to him that I really, really liked. It's going to hurt if Dez King has a big play against the Texans.
Okay, so what are
especially as they're down the defensive backs.
So what are we to read into Deonte Johnson basically just getting pushed to the curb by that same Ravens team?
Oh, yeah,
Maybe he fits this offense a little too
Nick
good.
Nick and Nico will always say, you don't hold the guys past against them. Yeah. You want to see how they operate when they're in this environment.
Yeah.
It's tough because Deonte Johnson is a two-time loser recently with teams wanting to get rid of him. And so I don't, like, A lot of guys, I would say, look, it's 2 weeks of the regular season of the playoffs. He can be on his best behavior. I don't know what drives Diontae Johnson or what makes him work.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Colin, you said you have a question for me and Seth?
Yeah, so I was kind of curious what y'all think, since, you know, Tank Dell's injury is late in the year, so he may not heal most likely. I mean, not speculating, won't be back for, like, at least until, like, the half of the next season. I don't mean to think ahead of y'all, but depending on how Diontae Johnson does, do y'all bring him back? Do the Texans bring him back on a one-year deal?
I would say no, just because of all of the stuff that has led him to be on three different... Well, this is his fourth team, in 2 years.
And he was not beloved in Pittsburgh. He's been on Pittsburgh and Baltimore.
Yeah.
Sandwiched around being a Carolina Panther. Yeah, it feels like there's a shelf life on Diontae Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I think the Texans feel like if we can get two games in a postseason out of him, you know, the Chiefs should have ejected on Kadarius Toney before they did. They kept him around for another year after they brought him in.
He's a Vegas stripper. You know, you don't fall in love with him. You move on. you certainly don't. Remember the Titans player that left his wife for a stripper that he met in Vegas?
I do.
Yeah. and it was when he was a veteran player, too. It wasn't like some dumb rookie.
Did that end
or
up working out?
I would bet money, no.
Yeah.
But who knows? I mean, it can work, but it was way too fast.
Yeah.
It wasn't like he met a stripper and, hey, look, she's got a heart of gold, and he fell in love with her. It felt like the timing was like, oh, he met a stripper, called up his wife, said, honey, I ain't never coming home no more, and then that was it.
So he skipped right past putting her
That's what my memory is, but it probably was different.
He skipped right past putting her through law school first.
Yeah.
Okay, wow, all right. Yeah, I think, Colin, we're both a no on Diontae Johnson beyond this year, so we'll see. Hey, man, if he plays well, look, they're going to need receiver help. I think receiver in the draft becomes a priority now if the Tank injury is serious. Yeah, man. Look who's here. It's
Merry Christmas.
It's Area 45.
Yeah.
In the loop. God, there's all kinds of highway stuff going on.
Exactly. Here,
yeah. The sun is up, but we are here.
Yeah, man.
It is a paradox and a conundrum.
You guys have the only non-transportation, you know, themed show.
We put our names on the show, man.
Yeah, you put your names.
It's good, man. It's good for
how the hell can you be out on Diontae Johnson like already?
No, I'm not. No.
For next year.
That's what I'm saying, though. Like, this is a huge, huge opportunity for him in the Texans.
Colin was asking us to predict if he will. We think if he does well, do we think he'll be brought back next year?
Well,
I would predict no, but I would be open to it.
He's upset about not being the guy in Baltimore. There's no way in hell he's ever going to be the guy here. He's been on three teams in 2 years.
Yes.
Four teams now in 2 years.
Yes.
I feel like it's kind of like, okay, a guy who's been arrested four times for petty thievery, do you let him house sit the fifth time?
At some point, you know, you can remove head from ass and get it together.
Well,
but the statistics would tell you that if I had to gamble on it, that this isn't going to be the time, you know?
That's fair.
It's like gambling on a guy's fifth wife. You know, like, all right, is this one going to be the one that's where you found magic? And I'm not buying it.
She wants a life insurance policy 10 times more than the last one.
I was thinking of that same guy. Yes.
Diontae Johnson, he's on meds too. Yeah.
You know, quitter McQuitface gets league minimum.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, that's the thing. Is he talented? Yeah, he's really talented. Yeah. But you got yourself thrown off the Ravens.
Yeah, right.
If you got thrown off the Ravens with Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
Yeah, he couldn't coexist on the Ravens with Lamar Jackson, Derrick Henry, Zay Flowers, all of that. Like, it was a pretty cushy city. One of the best offenses in the league.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
And it goes beyond that, if we're being honest. I mean, there's a reason why he's not a Pittsburgh Steeler. There's a reason why he's not a Carolina Panther.
Yeah.
So.
Once upon a time, Terrell Owens did finally figure out how to not be a jerk. But sometimes by the time you learn how to say hello, it's time to say goodbye.
Right.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.